Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brock Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Juan Pizarro. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hahn takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett bunts towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Hahn moves to second. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte now playing third base. Wayne Garrett now playing second base. Tim Foley now playing shortstop. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro takes first base on ball four. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hahn hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone is hit by the pitch. Williams moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Williams moves to third. Pepitone moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams scores. Pepitone moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Cubs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-0 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garrett moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pizarro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Popovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Popovich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pepitone hits a fly ball into right field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin fields the ball and throws to Seaver covering. Safe. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hahn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clendenin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pizarro strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Singleton. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Santo now playing third base. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley bunts towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Singleton moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Singleton scores. Foley moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Cleon Jones pinch hits for Tom Seaver. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Frazella now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pepitone strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Hickman moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams scores. Hickman moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garrett strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pizarro bunts towards the mound. Frazella fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.